Because of many things, although I believe fear is the foundational reason, a lot of people never step out with God. Therefore, they never find out what they are capable of. When I first entered the Navy and went to boot camp, I had no idea of all the possibilities I was capable of. By the time I left boot camp, I marveled and was proud of how many push-ups I could do and how far I could run and not be winded. I learned that if I simply persevered and was persistent, persistence equals keeping on keeping on regardless of difficulties, I could even make myself stand still for long periods of time, which had been a great difficulty all my life. Yes, just simply standing still, and for a guy who is always day and night spiritually, mentally, and physically in motion, that was a big deal. If I really tried, I could make myself squeeze out one more push-up. I was capable of so much more than what I exhibited in my slack teenager lifestyle years, which I lived before boot camp. Before boot camp, I rarely tried or put much effort into anything because at my core, I was always afraid, figuring if I never tried, then I never failed, and that is such a lie. I was sure nobody wanted me. Not even God wanted me around. Fear drives us far more than we think, but God is calling us to risk with Him. Even if we've performed actions before with no positive results, God bids us to take Him at His word and risk with Him again, as often as He calls to us to risk. Each of us needs to obey God when He wants us to risk with Him and step out into something new or challenging. When we live in daily fellowship with Christ and allow Him to remove fear from our lives, we will naturally live in faith and will honor God in our intentions and actions. Let us make a conscious decision now, today, that we will give it our all to not miss God's opportunities which He gives us. Do what God asks you to do. Respond. Even if you're afraid, do it afraid. Feel the fear and do it anyway. Risk with God. If I tried to be safe all the time, I would not have the relationship I have with God that I have today. Better safe than sorry does not always work in God's economy. Nothing feels better than knowing you are in the middle of God's best and highest for you. And nothing feels worse than knowing you are not. I'm not suggesting we all start doing foolish things that are unwise or take action on some wild thought we have, but I know for a fact that not everything God wants us to do makes sense to our natural mind. We must learn to be led by discernment in our spirit and not by our carnal minds or what we wish would happen or what other people suggest to us. Oh, don't you know? Everybody has an idea of what they think you should do. Popular public opinion can be very powerful, and many of us fear being ostracized or minimized by our peers if we are, or even appear to be contrary. Thus, many are often hard-pressed to risk with God. Sometimes I still hear my mother asking me, "What will they think of you?" A better question is, "What does God think of you?" Read His Word and find out the facts and the truth. Then discovering our identity, it's no time to ride on a wave of hearsay. And while we're there, remember Romans 8:1 and stand on it. When we step out, we should do all we can to be sure we respond in faith and obedience to God's bidding. Let us be encouraged to be willing to go into deep waters with Jesus. ask Him to make clear what He wants us to do, and then let us run with God. Put out into deep water and lower your nets for a haul. I say, it's time to walk on water, friends.